Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed will sit down with Tim DeLauder of the band The Polyphonic Spree. Tim discusses the recent soundtrack release, the structure of the band, and his thoughts on what the future might hold.
There's a sense of urgency that's now kind of brewing in our group. I think it's coming out. It's more electrified. It's very, it's intentional urgency.
After touring Europe for Together We're Heavy, the Polyphonic Spree assisted indie film director Mike Mills with the soundtrack for his film, Thumbsucker. Exploring new sounds, DeLauder and team prepare for their third proper release. Here's a snippet of Move Away and Shine from the soundtrack, Thumbsucker. Soundtrack to the film Thumbsucker, featuring 19 new Spree tracks, was released in early September. In 2 days, the soundtrack for the film Thumbsucker will be released. The director, Mike Mills, refers to your efforts as a score rather than a soundtrack. How did you approach it?
I approached it the way that I got it. I would get these scenes, and I just kind of started playing to each individual scene that I got, playing kind of the emotion that I was getting from the film. And I would send him music, and that's basically how we started working it from the very beginning. So it was very much approached like a score, you know. Everything that is on that film I wrote from being inspired by what was on screen.
It's been said that more members in a band, the better the chemistry of the band. Has this been true in your experience?
Yeah. I've never really even thought about that. I think that I think that I have just phenomenal musicians in my group that as players, they're amazing in any kind of situation. I think, this group is different from a regular four-piece band like I'd done in the past of like where the chemistry is such a big deal. This band, it's like the musicianship is a big deal. It's not really about the chemistry in a musical sense. It is kind of on a social sense because we have to all be able to kind of get along in order to make this work. But the songs are written kind of outside of everybody. They're not really written where I'm actually feeding off, you know, the horns and this and that. It's kind of done very stripped down. So mm-hmm. It's kind of a different situation.
This somewhat relates to the prior question. The record notes you as the writer of all the songs. Have other members wanted to be involved in this process?
There's been times when we've tried to, I've tried to kind of like write within the group, and it becomes real self-defeating. It's almost like there's so many different ideas that are kind of wanting to be tried out and exhausted that before you know it, you've kind of killed the vibe of the song. And I find that it's more debilitating than anything else. Now, as far as people bringing things in, there have been times when people have brought things in and we've tried it and it necessarily doesn't work out. But the way I kind of look at it now, we started it a certain way and we've gotten it down and it works really well for us. So we've just kind of continued that same philosophy.
Yeah. Because it seems like when you have so many members, and if you did, like, you know, everyone bring their ideas, you would get this really diluted vision of what a song is and where the attention of an album is to go.
You're exactly right. It nearly drove me crazy. I had this one idea. It was just an idea, and I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to try this out with everybody here, and let's see where we can go with it. And it was almost I was almost pulling my hair out and smashing my guitar on the ground. It was really frustrating because we were like, well, what if we do this and do this and do that and do this and back and forth? And it's like, oh my God, it was horrible experience.
Yeah. The development between beginning stages of and the Together We're Heavy is interesting. Musically, what is the next step for the band?
Well, Thumbsucker is our, another side of this group musically that people haven't really heard, and it's completely opposite of both those other records. I think that the new record, after Together We're Heavy, kind of a proper record, there's a sense of urgency that's now kind of brewing in our group, and I think it's coming out. It's more electrified. It's very, it's intentional urgency. So I think it's more in a rock area, mm-hmm. and a lot of harmonious static that's going to be happening. I'm really excited about the future music. We'll play a couple songs tonight that might give you some insight.
With the chorus, how do you go about designing their function in songs?
You know what? I don't really have much to do with that. They've kind of like... They were a group of singers that weren't really singers, except for a couple of them. Like, Jennifer is obviously a beautiful singer. Mm-hmm. She's classically trained opera singer. But all of them were just kind of singers that loved to sing in their car, so to speak, and maybe had a little bit in school where they sang. But the choir has now totally developed their own sound, unbeknownst. You know, I really had nothing to do with that. I definitely, on the record and in songs, would offer out ideas as far as choir parts, and then they would kind of elaborate on that. And then it's weird. It's like the choir is a band, and core musician instrument people are a band. And it's like we're working our stuff out, and the choir's over here working their thing out. My wife is a huge part of it. She's also in the choir. Mm-hmm. So she kind of, she obviously has a handle on it,
Yeah.
But I'm so proud of those guys because they've really, really kind of created their own sound.
Yeah.
He's walking along with a soul in his lungs. You stare at it long, you can find a new song. Everyone thinks they've got him in praise, but you're still miles away. You're still.
You just said that as far as the choir, they are kind of their separate entity. Mm-hmm. Up until now, with a few exceptions, the choir has only worked primarily in unison. Do you have aspirations for to use them as you would a string section for harmonies and counter melodies, etc.?
Definitely. Yeah, it's going to happen. And there's a reason to that madness. It was so much easier to get them to sing in unison as one. That was the plan at the very beginning. To have 10 people singing like one person and have that natural chorus that effect that would happen mm-hmm. with having all those people sing. Obviously, the better that they get at singing, the more comfortable they get with each other, they can actually start working on harmonies as a group and really execute them. There's something about when you're doing harmonies on record, it's great, but when you go to do them live, you have to have this almost pristine sounding system up there. And our band is basically a rock band. Mm. And it's really high energy. And to hit those notes and be able to hear themselves within all the chaos up there, it's really tough. So I think once we get our situation on stage worked out, which we're talking about doing plexiglass on the sides, actually building something for the choir to where they're kind of in their own world, yeah. So to speak, without alienating them, of course, and without it looking too gross on there. But I think that it's the obvious next step. So you'll definitely hear it coming.
Do you hear that some in the Thumbsucker?
There's a little bit of harmony in there that naturally happens. There wasn't like a focused attempt. The attempt was to try to have like a campfire vibe to it. Very stripped down and kind of real human, even with mistakes in there, and very real organic and almost stumbly, clunky, just people getting together and singing. And so that's the vibe that it is. It's not really articulated and very, yeah. It's not like an astute choir. It's very...
like with charts and stuff.
Yeah, it's very laid back, and yeah. It's meant to be that way.
Well, do you think in follow records, that entity will kind of refine themselves to where they are looking at it as in charts and like they are a string section?
You're talking about in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first record and then some of the second have been in the live repertoire since early on. How has adding songs from the upcoming record worked into the live set?
Well, we're still doing it right now. You're going to hear it tonight. It's just kind of something that we're still working on. There's a couple of them. We just did a European tour, just got back a couple of weeks ago, and we did a month with having these songs in there, and I thought they went rather well. I think this works here, and it worked better over here, and you kind of adjust it on a nightly basis, so we'll see. Hopefully we get it down. We're usually pretty good about honing in on what makes a good set.
Yeah. Is there a lot of, improv throughout sound checks? And
yeah, there is, and that really helps out. You know, when we get a chance, like we were in Germany, and they put us up in this castle, this 12th century castle, which is unbelievable. I mean, it's got a moat around it. I'm talking about a real legitimate castle. And we were the only people staying there. There was no, keeper of the grounds. There was nobody there but the band in this wonderful castle. And they had a music room in there back where, they would have a music box and people would dance and things like that. So I'm just in there with the acoustic guitar and horns came in. And we were just totally improvising all night, coming up with ideas and just enjoying the moment. But it was truly a real creative splurge that night. I think there was like five possible songs that came from that evening, and it was just, it was awesome.
Just being out of, Dallas and or out of wherever the city into this totally surreal setting.
Yeah. They have bricks over there that are older than our country. I mean, it's just ridiculous how, and when you feel the weight of that age, when you're in a 12th century castle, you're like, you're on grounds where, people were killed and just thrown over on the side and just like, made it through medieval times and just all that. It's pretty amazing to be able to feel that history and the weight, but you can do it. But something about it was real stimulating creatively. Where are you now? Under the sun.
Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, The Polyphonic Spree, can be found on their website, thepolyphonicspree.com. Music samples in the show are from their 2004 release, Together We're Heavy, and the 2005 soundtrack, Thumbsucker. For more information on these releases, visit hollywoodrecords.com. For more information, including a transcription of this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to IndieInterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you next week.